In an industry where fame can be fleeting, 69-year-old Shirley Caesar is truly rare. Maybe it was being one of 13 children that made her fight to stand out from an early age. But whatever it was, the 11-time Grammy Award-winning actress, Grammy Award-winning singer, paved the gospel way for other living legends such as Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin. Shirley Caesar's latest disc, her 42nd album, is called After 40 Years, Still Sweeping Through the City. I recently spoke with Ms. Caesar about her early start and how she got it with the singing group The Caravans.
Well, I was 19. I was out of school for the summer. This was like in the month of August. And they came through Raleigh, North Carolina, singing at the auditorium. They left there, and they went to Kinston, North Carolina. And, of course, there were like about five groups. It was like the gospel train or something like that. They had the Soul Stirrers, the Blind Boys, the Swanee Quintet, Dorothy Love Coates, and the Caravans. But I noticed when we were in Raleigh that it was only three of them singing. Two people in the background and Albertina was singing out front. And I told Dorothy Love Coates of the original Gospel Harmonettes, I said, please tell that lady that I can sing that missing part. Anyway, I slipped into the concert and I wrote my own request. Please call on Shirley Caesar to sing a solo. I felt that if Albertina heard me, that she would want me. And so after singing The Lord Will Make a Way Somehow, Tina said, I want that little girl. That was like on Sunday. On Monday, Reverend C.L. Franklin, that's the father of Aretha Franklin.
Right.
Yeah. Called my mom for Albertina. And Mama said, well, yeah, she can go because we don't have any more money for to go back to school. And this was during the summer. So I sold my biology book, caught a bus on Thursday, met them in Washington, D.C. on Friday. They rehearsed me that afternoon and put me on stage that Friday night.
Amazing. Here's what I want to ask you next, because you and your music are the embodiment of faith. How'd you get it, and how does it influence the decisions that you have made, both in your music and in your life?
I come from a background of singers. My father was a great gospel singer. My family were all singers or preachers. And somehow or another, I just became the chip off the block.
Really? You know, you have won 11 Grammys. The list of achievements goes on and on and on. You're in the International Gospel Music Hall of Fame.
Isn't that wonderful?
How'd you know that's what I was going to ask you? Because that's my
question. It.
Is it more rewarding to have success when you first get started or after you've been at it for a while?
After I've been at it for a while, because now I can look back and I see the struggle, I see the tears, I see the hours and the days and the weeks of discouragement, and still I made it. So after you come through it, then you can say, like Mahalia Jackson recorded, my soul looked back and wondered how I got over.
I want to talk about the new CD, the latest one,
okay.
After 40 Years, Still Sweeping Through the City.
Yes.
The title track starts off a little slow, even bluesy, and then it breaks out full tilt into a gospel explosion.
Yes.
Is that sort of like your career?
Yes. But that night that I recorded it like that, the choir did not know what I was going to do. And only Michael, my personal musician that's playing the organ, only he knew that I was going to kick it off like that. And I don't know, I just like to do some surprising things. And then I looked over to my right, and there Joe Lagun was from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And the boy's just so anointed.
It was a wonderful song. It's really, it's one of those that grabs you and doesn't let go until it's...
Hallelujah.
People have come to expect, Shirley, to to not only hear you tear into a gospel song, they expect to see you dancing as well when you perform. Is that a trademark for you?
I guess it is. When I joined the Caravans, I came in dancing and shouting. They put me on stage that Friday night after they had rehearsed me at 3 o'clock that afternoon. And do you know, I went up there. I didn't even know their names, man. And I was up there shouting and singing. And so I guess it is a trademark for me.
Really? You know, you've also performed all over the world. People generally associate gospel music, of course, with blacks, especially from the American South. Where in the world, Shirley Caesar, have you gone and been surprised at the acceptance or even knowledge of black gospel music outside of this country?
I haven't been to any place where they were not aware of gospel music and of Pastor Shirley Caesar. However, I'm going to South Africa, and I understand that even there, that they love good gospel music and that they know me. My husband was in Nigeria, I think it's Lagos or something like that, and when they got him, when he finally got to the church, he walked in and they were singing one of my songs.
No kidding. That's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, through your career, you have opened the doors for so many others, pretty much like the Caravans did for you. There have been many, including some who sing on this CD with you, like I think her name is pronounced Patrika Wortham. Is that right?
Wortham.
Wortham.
Yeah, and she's a member of my church.
She's a great singer, and this song, Praise
Isn't
Your Way
Wonderful?
Through, is a tremendous song.
Isn't it awesome? Awesome.
Praise your way through when you don't know what to do. You just pray.
I'll let you go with this one last question because we know what the reason for the season is. How do you and your family celebrate Christmas at Christmas time?
Well, I love Christmas. I'm like a little girl during this time of the year. And we all come together now. Before I started pastoring and all of that, my family, you know, they would all meet at my house. But then after all of the nieces and the nephews started having a lot of children, and you know, Bebe's kids were all over the house. So now I go to our fellowship hall at the church. We sing, we pray, and we just invite some of our members and some of the people who have no family. One thing that I am going to have, I'm going to give a monetary gift to the worst singer and a monetary gift to the best singer. So that's one of the things that we're going to do.
Well, Shirley Caesar, I just want to say thank you again. It's been a pleasure having you here to talk with you about your incredible career and your wonderful music. And I'd like to just also say God bless you and your family at this time.
Thank you so much. God bless you and happy holidays, okay?
Gospel singer Shirley Caesar, her new album is called After 40 Years, Still Sweeping Through the City. And that's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. Tomorrow, how black farmers will cope with new restrictions on American growers. I'm Tony Cox. This is News and Notes.